Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with co-host Brian Tankersley. Today we're going to talk about a mid-market accounting product that you'll recognize the name of right away, NetSuite. Now, I had the pleasure of being in some of the earliest design meetings of this product and have it deployed in a wide variety of clients. But I'd like for you to just kind of sit back with me for a minute and maybe understand when you should refer clients to the NetSuite family. Now, in the mid-80s, I developed an accounting software pyramid broken down from tier one, very large products like SAP and Oracle, down to tier five products like QuickBooks. And the mid-market products, tier three, and the slightly higher tier two products is roughly where NetSuite falls. Now, Brian has helped me maintain that for quite some time, and we talk about the types of industries and the size of companies that should be on those platforms. It turns out that there are some very specific situations in which we recommend NetSuite, and there's some very specific situations in which we recommend competitors. So I might ask the question, why NetSuite? And a few responses that might include, it's the small, medium business market leader. The platform creates a single source of truth, that this industry-leading solution can grow with you, that there are over 300 plus B&I components available out of the box, that it gives a unified financial system, that it has pre-built dashboards for financial performance, and that it's an open platform that can integrate with a lot of best-of-breed software applications through its APIs or through other mechanisms that are out there. Now, as it turns out, there are significant resources behind Oracle NetSuite. Now, NetSuite ran as an independent company for a while and then was rolled back into the mothership of Oracle. The best we can tell, Oracle NetSuite has over 10,000 employees globally with over 23,000 customers worldwide, with 5,000 new customers over the last 12 months or so, with customers in 212 countries and territories. This is truly a global product, as it turns out. Now, that said, Brian, I might give you a chance to just jump in.
Well, there are reasons, you know, as we think about NetSuite, it is a market leader, and there are a lot of organizations using it. One of the reasons I say that you ought to think about it is that it gives you integrated e-commerce, CRM, and accounting. Now, one of the challenges associated with the product is getting your data in and getting your data out can be a pretty significant challenge. Furthermore, if you're going to replace your e-commerce, CRM, and accounting all at the same time, that's a lot of elephant to eat, okay, on coming in and going out. So having somebody that is competent to set the product up is going to be critical for you, simply because if we think about you know, the product's going to touch just about everybody in the organization. And you're going to have a lot of workflows that you're going to have to convert over between sales and marketing and e-commerce and fulfillment and GL and inventory. And so what that means to you is that you're going to need to have a true partner that knows what you're doing and knows what you need to do and has industry expertise in your industry. And that's one of the more critical success factors that I've seen with the NetSuite implementation.
So NetSuite, as Brian just described, is really a circular view or a 360 degree view of the customer. Besides the ERP functionality with customer management and order management and financial management and billing and revenue all in the middle, you basically have capabilities in finance and CRM and order management and customer management and marketing automation and approval workflows and warehouse management and purchase orders and vendor RFQs and inventory management. And those things are presented in a thing that's known as the Suite Cloud. And they have different capabilities that they use marketing names for: Suite Bundler and Suite Analytics and Suite Talk and Suite Script and Suite Flow and Suite Builder and so on. I mean, it's all very interesting stuff. But, you know, the bottom line here is that NetSuite is scalable with unlimited subsidiaries, unlimited segments, platform extensions, seamless integration. It is a multi-tenant cloud with automatic upgrades. It's fully mobile. I think it's fairly safe to do customizations. It is a fast product. They do data consolidations, although there are some niggles in this area. They do real-time financials and fundamentally allow you to eliminate subledgers with no batch processing. And they do ad hoc reporting, and they have drill-down capability. The interface is user-friendly, although, you know, it's a 20-plus-year-old interface at this point, so there's some parts of it that I consider getting a little long in the tooth. But they do have process automation and custom workflows, so that's actually a pretty good thing. And when you look at this flexible, powerful, and relatively complete platform, it's global, it's mobile, it's 100% browser. You can do a global search across the entire suite. The reporting, it can be complex with both forms and reports. You can manage unstructured data. They've got some social tools inside the product. They can do cloud data integration to other platforms, and you can do this with scripting and UI logic. You can do cloud app integrations. You can do BI. You've got point and click customizations and visual workflows inside the product. You also have security considerations with SSAE 16 and SOC certifications and ISAE 3402 compliance for PCI and PCI DSS and SOCs. You can hear kind of my rant. There's all these different capabilities inside the platform itself. But, you know, if I turn now for just a minute to the types of products that are out there, not only do you have the generalized platforms, but you also have segments where NetSuite does well: apparel and footwear, retail, health and beauty, food and beverage. They've improved their manufacturing. Wholesale distribution tends to be good. And in services and technology, restaurants, software industry, services industry, advertising, media, and publishing, and places like campus bookstores actually turn out to be pretty good. Now, I'm going to go off on another rant here in a minute, Brian, because there are clear micro verticals where NetSuite is established. I've named some already, but I'm going to be even more specific. Breweries, distilleries, and wineries, solar installers, contract furniture, dealer management, e-waste, pharma, high-end appliance buying groups, RV trailers, Wayfair vendors, and kind of an interesting one there. And then there are also all sorts of other emerging platforms. So as listeners, if you'd like to know some of those, I can certainly give you the skinny, which would not be the sales pitch that you might get from NetSuite themselves. Now, we will caution you, as Brian correctly said earlier, the quality of the installer here is far more important than the platform itself. And I will tell you that the NetSuite sales teams will be after you like a dog with a bone if they know that you have shown just a little bit of interest. So you need to be cautious before you reach out or encourage a client to reach out, because the sales teams will call and call and call. And what do I mean by that? Oh, I don't know, 7 times a week wouldn't be an underestimate. In fact, 12 times a week. You might get a call morning and afternoon, plus some extra ones just for good measure. So I want you to be cautious before you reach out. Now, we do know of good NetSuite vendors around the country, but and there are some that we would actually recommend. So, Brian?
Yeah, so there are good implementers and there are bad implementers, like Randy says. You know, one of the things that I think you've got to really keep in mind here, and I don't mean to, you know, we've talked about all these sweet things that are in here. There's also some sour to it, okay? This is not the least expensive platform out there. Now, you and I know that, or everybody here knows that the most expensive thing you ever bought was cheap accounting software. So it's critical that you get the right tools. But, you know, to pile on this thing about the advisor and the implementer, because you're doing workflow automation, because the workflows are going to touch sales, marketing, manufacturing, fulfillment, you know, the whole organization, you're going to have that whole thing in here. And furthermore, you're going to pay about $225 a user a month for everybody that uses this platform, regardless of how well it's implemented. Okay. So it's, you know, and again, this is, you're doing major surgery here when you implement this product. I mean, it's very much like it's more like getting an organ transplant and less like an appendectomy. So we have to really think about that and make sure you have the internal commitment inside your organization for that level of transformation.
Yeah. So not only do you have to manage the implementation very carefully, and you can look at our Accounting Software World website to see an implementation methodology that we'd recommend. And again, I don't mind having a follow-up call with you to discuss some of these issues. This is a serious product with serious commitment. And to try to give you an idea of that, there's over 2,000, and last number I knew was 2,150 global product development employees in 16 different countries, but they have only one supported version and release at any given time. NetSuite right now has about 20 million development hours in the platform. And in the last year or so, they've put in about 4 million hours in the last 12 months. I mean, it's pretty amazing what's being done in here. Now, the big analysts, Gartner and IDC and Forrester, all rate NetSuite high. And I do have that information available and have it contrasting many of their competitors, Workday, for example, or Sage or SAP or Microsoft or Financial Force, Infor, Epicor. I think I've got most of that type of detail available. But, you know, the net here to NetSuite is it is one of the dominant mid-market players. It's worthy of consideration, but you do have to be very cautious on getting the right implementer to make it work. Now, we could go on and on. I would tell you that Brian and I, because we've helped multiple companies select their accounting software replacements in the last few years together, we've set in hours and hours and hours of NetSuite demonstration as well as demonstrations of their competitors. And when everything's said and done, boy, if there were no other mid-market products around, NetSuite would be great. The good news is, in future technology labs, we're going to also talk about some of their competitors. So, Brian, any parting thoughts here?
Well, you know, I just think you need to understand that you're dealing with a heavy-duty, higher-end product. Now, this product is positioned, since Oracle acquired them about 5 years ago, you know, it was primarily a domestic product. They've made it much more global over the last 5 years. And their positioning for it is that NetSuite is for 200 million and down. And you can go further down. You know, I know a guy that runs it with a small business that has about 6 employees. And he says, you know, it drives me crazy what I have to pay for it. Because, you know, certainly it's a very sophisticated tool and solves a lot of problems for him. He says, you know, but it's embedded into so many of my workflows, my cost to change is very expensive. And so that's the thing you've got to remember here is that you've got to make sure that you've got the appetite to make the kind of investment that you're going to need to make to get this implemented. And if you decide you're not happy with it, you're going to have to make another investment to go to something else, because you don't own a perpetual license for this. It is subscription only.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I hope our listeners today have gotten some insights in this very dominant mid-market platform. And that wraps it up for another Technology Lab. Until next time, be careful out there. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.